Hey y'all, this is Aurora Heights, and you're listening to Roar Out Loud, brought to you by Audibly Legible Radio Network and presented by Simplecast. Hey friends, welcome back to my lovely podcast, Roar Out Loud. This is your lovely host, Aurora Heights, coming to you not so live from my bathtub. And today, I do definitely want to talk to you all about, honestly, I haven't decided yet. This podcast thing is pretty hard for me. It's the fact that I have to get in touch with my emotions and try to express them after 24 years of not knowing how to express them the right way. So, I guess I'm just gonna dive right into a story for you guys. I want to talk about my very first best friend. I will leave her name out of it, of course. But she, her and I were best friends since about 6 or 7. Maybe 8. We went to second grade together. And, we were very, very close. She was white, and I am, as you probably might not know, I'm half black and half white. The problem was, is that my mom, of course, like, she's understanding of the fact that, you know, I'm gonna have different friends, different colored friends and all that, but I guess she kind of felt that having a white friend was a little bit unorthodox, or not necessarily unorthodox, more so just she was going to be a bad influence on me. And my mom used to tell me all the time, like, you're not white, and that's hard for me. You know, every mixed girl or mixed kid, I assume, goes through an identity crisis, just trying to figure out which side they'll lean towards. It's harder when you have more than two mixtures, but I'm sure just not knowing which side to lean towards. And of course, I grew up in an all-black family. I grew up with a black mom, and she raised me around my siblings, which were all black. I only had one half white, half-black sibling, which is my biological brother. Everybody else was just pure black. So, needless to say, there was a better chance of me leaning towards that side. But the thing is for me, as I got older, I was able to lean towards anything. I'm sort of a chameleon. So, I would lean towards black, I would lean towards white, I would lean towards Hispanic, I would lean towards, you know, whatever's thrown at me. I had an Asian friend once back in the day. She was pretty cool. But yeah, I think it's really hard to determine, you know, which side you're going to lean towards based off of your family life and who you're grown up around and things like that. So, my best friend and I, as I said, we were really close. We lived in the same complex, lived in townhomes. She lived with her mom, her grandma, and brothers and sisters and things like that. And we would go play together. There was a long time where we refused to call each other best friend. And I still to this day can't really tell you why. I think it was somewhere along the lines of we couldn't accept each other. But my brother and her brother were very close, and they were best friends. And we all would play together sometimes, and they'd be like, hey, you guys need a friend intervention. It was really cute. We would all get in the back of her mom's Bronco and talk about our feelings, which honestly was, like, pretty dope as far as, you know, therapy goes. So, my brother would be like, hey, why don't you want to call her your best friend? And I'm like, well, because she doesn't want to call me her best friend. And we would come back together and, you know, hug it out. But still, we had trouble with accepting each other. She always had other friends, which was fine for me. But when I got other friends, I felt like, you know, she wasn't as accepting of my friends as I would be of hers. Mind you, she was a little bit older than me, so it was easier for me to, like, cling to her friends and things like that. And, you know, if you ever know what it feels like to be a token, that's kind of how I felt sometimes. Like, I was just on the outskirts of her friends, and it didn't happen very often, but they would play jokes on me and stuff like that. My mom, like, never in life bought me a bra. Like, I can't even remember one time her buying me a single bra. So I think my best friend gave me my first bra, and I took it off when I was gonna go to sleep at a sleepover once, and they put it in the freezer. Which, I mean, it's not that bad, it's not that crazy, but of course that was my only bra, so I was like, dang. And I know she knew that, you know. It hurt me, but at the same time, like, kids will be kids, so you kind of gotta get over that stuff. But, you know, as we got older, we, of course, got closer. We got very, very close in our, teenage years. We were very weird and alternative and kind of had a weird dynamic to us. We loved turtles. And, when I moved from California to Vegas, we kind of lost touch a little bit. I went back and visited a couple times for her birthday and when her grandma passed away. Grandma, R.I.P. Definitely, you know, just wanted to be there for her. And we could see slowly but surely, like, us being apart changed us. And I started changing, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I probably changed a lot more than she did. She was still around the same group of friends. I got an entirely new group of friends, which, here in Vegas, living on the west side, you're gonna find a lot more black people, a lot more Hispanic people, and that was me. I kind of clung to the black people. It was easy for me. I grew up with them, so just needless to say, I changed a lot. So we kind of drifted apart a lot more, and very recently, well, I'll tell you about my best friend now. She and I went through high school together for my last 2 years of high school. I moved to Vegas, of course, and we became friends. We were kind of in a friend circle, and our friend circle was a group of like five or six girls, and none of us, we always hung out at lunch, but none of us ever really hung out outside of school. And I don't really know what it was. I know that we all fucked with each other, like, we were real cool and everything, but we never really hung out outside of school, and that was kind of weird, but we definitely have some memories together. After we all graduated, L'Oreal and I kind of, oop, I said her name. Well, you'll probably meet her later on. So, L'Oreal and I clung to each other. I moved in with my brother after high school because my mom was over me, and I was getting ready to go to college, and my brother kind of had my back on it, and he actually helped me out a lot. So me and my best friend L'Oreal, we moved in with my brother, and we did everything together. Like, we would all sit and smoke in the living room, we would, you know, drink together. I mean, not really, but kind of sometimes, not really, because my brother wasn't really condoning our young drinking habits, but definitely we all smoked together, because I mean, I could definitely go out and buy some weed by myself at 18. You know, it's too easy to call a weed man. But definitely, you know, we just did a lot of stuff together, and that's where we got really close. And I ended up going to school in Utah, Dixie State. I hated it, if I didn't say it before. Hated that shit. Terrible. But still, me and L'Oreal talked every day. Every freaking day. And it just goes to show you, like, a long-distance relationship will work only if you want it to. And if you let it, if you put effort into it, if both people are working on it, we literally talk to each other every freaking day. So, you know, she was there with me, even though she wasn't. You know, she went through a lot of the same stuff I did, whether it was over the phone or what. You know, she did come to visit a couple times, but it was more so over the phone, but she was still there for me. She was there for all of my struggles. You know, I was there for her problems and things like that. And we just got super close. Like, to this day, I love that girl for everything she's done for me. She's worked hard at our friendship, and I feel like I've tried to do the same, but in comparison, I feel like she's always just, I mean, this is my low self-esteem talking, but she's definitely put up with my shit a lot. She has put up with my shit, and I thank her to the ends of the earth for putting up with my shit. So, one of our struggles together, now, as we are now, you know, we're a lot older, so we don't have to talk every day. You know, we both have our own lives and things like that, so it's still fine. Like, we still have a really good relationship. When I moved back from Dixie State, I definitely moved back with and got a place with my fiance, as I told you guys in the last episode. So, of course, L'Oreal was still there, but she had a boyfriend too that I could not stand. I despised his every being. He was not good for her, and I did not keep it a secret. Like, I let it be known that I did not care, but he wasn't good enough. He was not good enough for my friend, and I wanted her to know that too. I definitely told his mom too. Oops. That part I do feel bad about, because, like, what parent, you know, wants to know? First of all, I don't care about anybody else's feelings about how they feel about my baby, but I don't think another parent will want to hear about how some random girl thinks that my baby isn't good enough for their friend. Like, I don't care. I really couldn't care. But at the end of the day, like, so long as she was happy, I always try to make it work, you know, make things cordial. I invited him to my house, you know, we all smoked together, we chilled together. This was obviously back when I was heavily smoking. I definitely cannot smoke anymore, I get paranoid. But, yeah, so there was a time when she finally decided that he wasn't good enough. And I was ecstatic, but I couldn't be ecstatic because, you know, she knew how I felt about him. And of course, who wants to hear I told you so? No one. So, you know, she would tell me a little bit, but she wouldn't give me the full stories, which I understand now, you know, definitely wouldn't. If I were who I was before, I wouldn't have taken it the right way. I would have probably pulled up at the man's house and kicked his ass a couple times. Just out of, you know, principle, you don't fuck with my friend. So, a couple years ago, we ended up getting a new friend. Yay! Her name is Asha. We, we're really close. We talk a lot. She's a little bit older than us in our age group, but she's still, you know, in the bracket of our age group. And she's really, really good. Like, she has this self-worth about her, which is so crazy. Like, I commend her 100%. Of course, she's not full-on secure about everything. Like, you know, I want to lose weight, but she wants to get thick. Like, you know, we don't line up on those areas. But at the same time, it's like she still is 100% secure about herself. And it honestly comes from where she comes from. Like, her parents taught her to love herself more than anything. And that I commend. And that I will instill in my baby. For sure. So yeah, when L'Oreal broke up with her guy and Asha broke up with her guy, they kind of clung to each other. And I will admit, I'm not for lying, I will definitely admit that I got a little jealous, but I do understand it because I was still going through BS with my baby's dad. I was going through it with the guy who I had before my baby's dad. I just kind of was always stir crazy over my situations and didn't really have enough time for myself to breathe by myself.
So of course, you know, they bonded, and I am blessed that I was able to find a person like Asha and bring her into our little friend group, because we needed that. Like, there's that balance. Like, I'm the crazy one. L'Oreal is the mindful one, and Asha is the stable one. Like, when it comes to self-worth and self-love and self-care and just, you know, we need that balance. So L'Oreal's the organized one in the group. And I think I'm organized too, but not nearly as much, you know. You gotta stay organized as a mom though, so. And I definitely still have my times where I need to go and wild out. Like, I'm not over it yet. I'm not through my young 20s where I can just be like, hey, I'm done with it. I'm gonna go and, you know, read a book. I'm not there yet. Another reason why I'm doing this podcast, actually, because I want to get to the point where I let all this extra trauma out and let it go. So yeah, obviously this little podcast is not necessarily like a woe is me, I'm gonna tell you my story and we're all gonna cry. It's more so an ode to my friends, like down to my very first best friend, down to the ones in the middle, you know, all the amazing friends that I had along the way in middle school, all that. And up till now, like, I have some amazing people in my life and people still to this day. From middle school, I was so surprised I had a friend send me a baby shower gift. Like, I was so freaking surprised and it was so sweet and I cried a little bit, actually. But it just, I mean, you put an impression on people throughout your life, and those people are the ones that get you through, and they help you out when it comes to, you know, financial situations and, you know, emotional situations. I broke up with my boyfriend, you know, they're there, and I will never not tell my friends how much I care about them for being there for me, and I will always and forever be there for them because of this reason. If they called me in the middle of the night, needing me to drive to Laughlin for anything, I'm gonna show up. I'm going to do what I can to get there to you to make sure that you're safe and you're happy and you're okay. I am a shoulder to cry on. I could make you laugh if you don't want to cry. Like, I'm pretty funny. So I think, anyways. But this podcast here is basically to share with my people who are listening the good side of me, the happy side of me. My friends are my lifeline. My friends are my peace. My friends are my happiness, aside from my little baby girl, Audrey. But even them, like, you know, my friends now, that's their niece, you know, that they care about her so much and they'll do anything for her. You know, I needed to do things and first person to be like, yeah, I'll watch her, Asha. She's like, yeah. Leave her at my house for the night. I'll watch her. I love that. I need that because you can never have too much support as a single mom. And as a person, period, you can never have too much support. I know if anything went wrong between me and my mom, if anything happened, you know, my girl's got my back for sure. And funny story, one of my exes told me that if I put as much effort into my relationship with him as I did with my friends, then I would be better off in my relationship. But I tried that and I ended up sacrificing my friendship for it. I sacrificed my friends, and you know, it got to the point where they were close to giving up, but of course my friends will never give up on me. I can't even think that. I don't know what I would do. Shit. But to this day, like, anything could go wrong in my life. I have it out with a guy or somebody, my mom, anybody, somebody's gonna pick me up. Somebody's gonna make sure that I'm good. And I'm blessed for that. I am truly blessed for that because God knows that everybody needs a lifeline and a friendship that will do anything for you. That's unconditional love in itself. It is pure, it's happiness, it's, if you're looking for that happiness in your life, find your friends and go from there and let that shit shine out, because they're going to see through all of the
the acts that you have on yourself. All those, you know, little baby woe is me feelings, they're gonna see right through that shit. And, you know, everybody wants to be pitied underneath the underline. But it's more so, they just want somebody to care. And like I said, I'm super blessed and never stressed when it comes to my girls. And you guys will meet them eventually. You guys will hear our cackle session because we just laugh and talk all day. And, you know, there's always something funny to talk about. So I'm going to cut this one short and just say thank you, first of all. Starting from my very first best friend up to my very newest one. I love you guys more than anything. Even though we're not close anymore, you know, as close as we used to be, I still think about everybody all the time. You know, my friends are my life, and aside from Audrey, but that's my best friend, so it all wraps around in one, definitely. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Until next time, Aurora Heights, signing off.